which even a Pliny might describe with skepticism, things that might have sprung up after the great apes had overrun the Dian city with the walls and the pillars, the vaults and the weird carvings. Yet after he came home for the last time, Sir Wade would speak of such matters with a shudderingly uncanny zest, mostly after his third glass at the Knight's Head, boasting of what he had found in the jungle and of how he had dwelt among terrible ruins known only to him. And finally, he had spoke of the living things in such a manner that he was taken to the madhouse. He had shewn little regret when shut into the barred room at Huntingdon, for his mind moved curiously. Ever since his son had commenced to grow out of infancy, he had liked his home less and less, till at last he had seemed to dread it. The Knight's Head had been his headquarters, and when he was confined, he expressed some vague gratitude as if for protection. 3 years later, he died. Wade Jermyn's son Philip was a highly peculiar person. Despite a strong physical resemblance to his father, his appearance and conduct were in many particulars so coarse that he was universally shunned, though he did not inherit the madness which was feared by some.